Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. It's time to make fun of rich people. Look, I'm just as concerned. Nah, I'm joking. I'm not concerned at all. Look, it will take more than just a bunch of politicians with microphones to convince me that we are at the brink of a nuclear apocalypse. Just hear me out. A bunch of guys that are threatening each other with nuclear weapons, they are the ones with all the money, with all the yachts, with all the banks. You really think they are going to just press a button and blow it all up? Look, even if they do, I don't care. They're the ones that are going to lose yachts. I have minus 14 in my bank account. I couldn't care less. And also now, on top of that, I don't like rent. I don't like water charges, electricity charges. Sorry, City of Windhoek. But I'm just being honest here. I don't like all of this. So actually, there'd be more of doing me a favor. Because this sucks. This whole thing sucks. What I'm not going to do is take my own life. Nah. You see, first of all, there are a lot of things about life that, that are making me cling on to life with all these troubles. And one of those is just a female touch. Works like a charm all the time. Like every dude, I like the twins. One thing I know, now, I don't know a lot about the afterlife. But according to the good book that I was raised with, the Bible, when you die, it's either now or when Jesus comes, they're still debating on which version is correct. You are either going to find yourself in hell or in heaven. Now, one problem about both these places is, there's one problem. Look. I feel like this is where the devil now made a mistake. First of all he has in hell is fire. At least put a bar. You know, just a couple of, you know, whiskey, throw in shots. I'm telling you, a lot of people would optionally, you know, more like voluntarily go to hell. But bro just decided to start a fire and then let everyone burn. I mean, look, that's not a way to treat a brother who saved you when he was, doing things that ended up bringing him to you in the first place. And then let's talk about heaven. Heaven is not the same either. Look, if it's true that all we have to do is apart from, so you're telling me we're going to live forever thousands of years of just singing hallelujah? I'm just saying I don't see the fun. At least, put some, you know, throw in a boxing ring in there, you know. Now, with all these nuclear weapons, everyone is like, oh my God, what if they detonate nuclear weapons? You all now know that, Israel and the US, these are two countries with some of the richest people on earth. And these are the people that are influencing all these bombardment decisions. Now, just hear me out. Just earlier this year, we had, a bunch of guys coming out of the Israeli government and the American government is, you know, saying that, you know, they want to build the Gaza Strip. They want to convert it into some type of French Riviera, whatever the heck they call that. You are telling me they have plans of building some kind of a heaven on earth type of resort. And at the same time, they are willing to blow everything to bloody bits. No, they are not going to do that. Which is why I'm not falling for that crap. You are not going to convince me that a billionaire who's worked... Well, now, let me rephrase that. You are not going to convince me that a billionaire who is actually from a generation of thieves... Here's one thing about billionaire. You are not going to convince me that there is an ethical, moral way of making $1 billion. That way does not exist. Not on this planet. You have got to cheat, steal, and do a lot of questionable things for you to get that amount of money in a single lifetime. Now, you're telling me all this, having a vrupa is not being rich. You have to understand these guys are rich. Now, anyone of you that have, that like to follow the things that goes on in this part of the world called Monaco knows that while everyone of us, while those of us here are complaining about traffic, about cars, they are complaining that there's too much yacht traffic. What? Their complaint One of the things that, you know, rich people problem in Monaco is that, there is a certain time of the year when there's just, a lot of rich people complain about having too much yachts. You know, there's too much traffic. I mean, there are just yachts everywhere. Huh? I don't remember last time I saw a yacht. And someone is telling me, no, man, there are a lot of yachts here. I mean, I just have no space to park my yacht. I don't even know where my yacht is. You are telling me those people are the ones that will blow up the world? Nah, you're joking. Because I know that if I had a yacht and a house, which is basically, yeah, a house that is the size of a village on every continent, I'm willing to press a button and blow it up all away. Really? I would have to be really dumb. Now, if rich people comes to that decision with all their mansions, whether I find myself in hell or heaven or purgatory, whatever the heck place I might find myself, I'll just go to our Lord and Savior if I'm in heaven or the devil and tell him, you know what? Those idiots that you created, look, it turns out they're actually dumber than I gave them credit for. They worked their entire life to steal and kill and do a lot of questionable, you know, courtesy of your inspiration. They did all that to make a lot of money only to blow everything up into smithereens. Now, I'm not falling for that. But there's one thing I think we should learn from Israel, though. There's one thing we should learn from Israel, though. And here's the thing. Not just Israel, though, because Israel would be Israel is just a country like Namibia with different political parties. So they don't agree on everything. Different political parties, as you can see here, they basically, every political party has its own point of view on how to run the country, ideology, blah, political ideology, economic, blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the thing. The Israeli intelligence has been alleged that they are very good at controlling politicians. I think as Africans, we can learn a lot about from the Israeli intelligence on how to make politicians do what we want them to do. I think at some point in the history of the Israeli intelligence, they realized that voting for politicians is not enough for them to help to make you do what, for you to make them what you want them to do. So then they figured out that, you know, there is one method that's very effective into making someone do what you want them to do. Easy. Blackmail them. It's very easy. It's that easy. Just blackmail them. Problem solved. Works like a charm. Why am I proposing such a genius idea? Now, here's the thing. When Japan was bombed, with the uranium that came from Africa. So, if some dumb person in the Israeli government presses the nuclear button and then causes a nuclear football and bring about the extinction of life on Earth, Africa would be to blame because our corrupt guys here on the African continent supplied the uranium. So they can get, just a 30% kickback for them to afford, that holiday destination and the vrupa they are currently driving. So one or another, the nuclear apocalypse we're all, facing, which I'm not falling for that crap. We're all supposedly facing. African leaders, you participated in that garbage. One or two of you or several of you had to be bribed or blackmailed. You can never tell. You can never know with Mossad. Now, all these allegations are coming from where? Jeffrey Epstein was a science teacher who became a billionaire. Or a science teachers. How many science teachers do we have in this country and how many of them are billionaire? Science teachers, they're not just science teachers. Teachers don't just wake up one morning and they are, boom, billionaire. No, Everyone, No matter how dumb they are, even if they have one neuron in their head, and you tell them that, you know what, my friend is a science teacher who one day became a billionaire, they will tell you, nah, I know I'm falling for that crap. Look, I may have one neuron, but that one neuron works. So you're looking at a science teacher who became a billionaire. To this day, a lot of people have no idea what he did for a living. Except one thing we all know was that this is a science teacher who resigned from teaching and then became a billionaire to the point where he bought his own private island, where in one of those houses, he had a picture on the wall of Bill Clinton in a blue dress. And, well, a lot of allegations, came out when the FBI raided that island, and a bunch of stories about, similar to the stories of PDD basically came out, that a bunch of politicians may or may not have been, taken to that island for a quote-unquote party, and then they were, blackmailed, into passing certain laws that was beneficial to the Israeli government. Now, reference to the word allegations. By the way, to this day, one of those allegations is that Jeffrey Epstein took his own life, quote unquote. This is, this is now just a slippery slope into conspiracy. Now, what I'm not going to fall for is that some billionaire out there who is very rich, by the way, who is surrounded by bodyguards, that's a sign that homeboy doesn't want to die. And then, he also has a house that's so big, bulletproof cars, bulletproof jackets, bulletproof, most probably bulletproof underwears. Is just going to press a nuclear button and erase everything from existence. Nah. Mm-mm. Now, to understand that better, you have to look at what is going on within the Israel government. They have a lot of infighting within the, within their government. And the current prime minister is under investigation. I think he's under investigation for some type of, questionable policy that he has, passed. And, some critics within his government, especially those ones coming from the opposition party, think that he's doing all the chaos that he's doing so that he can more like to save his political career. Now, if you ask me, there's this thing called, now this is where I don't recommend white people being dictators. Now, you guys are just terrible at it. Minus Slobodan Milosevic, was this close to pulling it off. Because, look, the way this whole dictatorship thing works is, one thing I've learned from African leaders, you become a dictator when you are overthrown. You just run out of the country. You don't blow everyone up. Angola. And, Mobutu Sese Seko, African Central Republic, John Bethel Bokassa. All these guys, who is this guy? Short story is, Africans have perfected the art of dictatorship because they know how to survive it for as long as they can. And last time I checked, most, if not all, African dictators died of natural causes. Most of them died of natural causes. Now, this is this is where colonial masters now comes in handy. Take, for example, if Helmut becomes a dictator, you know that 40 years after he's over, he's most likely going to rule for 25, 30 to 40 years. But after he's overthrown, he will run to a country of the guys that funded his rise to power. We have seen this. If that country was colonized by Portugal, as soon as that guy, that dictator is overthrown, he runs to Portugal. If that country was colonized by by France, as soon as that guy is overthrown from office, he will run to France. Now, one thing about Mobutu Sese Seko is that he didn't run to France, he ran to Morocco. That's something I found. I think, he died there, right? He ran to Morocco. African Central Republic guy, John Bethel Bokassa, also ran out of the country after his overthrow. You see, that's one thing I like about Africans. We love life. Well, we don't have nuclear weapons, but we love life. you know, I'm running out of the country. Just run to out of the country and leave out a but. You know, like that South African song says, no matter where you go, remember the road that will lead you home. All these guys want the, every single African dictator, they all have one thing in common. They will oppress their own people. When their own people, decides, you know what, we have had enough, and they kick them out of power, they run out of the country. But when they die, they come back home. You know, dead, but well, they're still returning home. And, you know, they say, state funeral, you know, I don't know, 5-gun salute, blah, 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 you know, that whole military thing. And, you know, never speak ill of the dead. That's one thing I like about Africans. Our morality is top-notch, man. Morality will be like, well, I mean, you were a dictator. I mean, you were one heck of a jerk when you were alive, but now, I mean, you're dead, so you're not a threat anymore. You're just going to bury your behind and call it a day. Now, but, I feel like when white people are in office on a presidential level, when their career, like when their when their career is being threatened, they don't know what to do. Thanks. They don't know what to do after that. You remember during Donald Trump during his first term in office, after he lost an election, he almost he decided to lead an insurrection on the presidential U.S. presidential palace. That's why, if you ask me, people like Donald Trump now should learn a thing or two. Just read African history. Just read African history. You know, about dictators. You'll understand a thing or two about how to be a dictator. We perfected that. Like, we're really good at that. The best way to learn about how to be a dictator. Ask. Homeboy is dead. You're not gonna be able to ask him. Just, sit him down and, although, I don't understand, like, how do I put this? The Netherlands, especially on social media, this is something that I recently discovered, that, the Dutch are criticized a lot for not having seasoned, seasoning their food. Like, it turns out the Dutch are very terrible. For the most part, they are terrible at seasoning their food. Now, there's one American guy who said that, okay, first of all, Dutch, I love you guys, don't get me wrong, but how did you guys pioneer the spice trade and forgot to adopt some for your own kitchen? Now, most of the spices came out of Asia. At which point everyone almost always asked themselves, before Asia shared, you know, involuntarily, because you all kept stealing, involuntarily shared their spices and food seasoning. Europeans, how the heck were you guys cooking your food? You just, boil the heck out of it and then call it, you know what, this is wonderful. Because, well, first of all, boiling is not cooking. It's half cooking. And water is not for seasoning. Mm-mm. It's for boiling. There's a difference. Which is why I don't visit a lot of people. I went to someone's house. I don't want to mention any names, but that was when I was in high school. You know, visited my friends, and then we were served food. This food, this was just, you know, the standard African diet. Pap with something. It's always pap. Pap is, you know, is a pap. Pap will come by default, whether you like it or not. Pap is going to be there. What's going to be different is the relish. Now, the relish in the question here was fish. I swear that fish was staring at me. At this point, I was, you know, started asking myself, is this fish even dead? Now, when you visit, the soup was, what word should I use? Was crystal clear. Now, here's the thing. Well, on the bright side, I will give them credit. It had salt. lots of it, like Dead Sea salt type level. Hey. Seasoning. I don't know. White people, you know, are terrible at seasoning. So, where are we? Dictatorship. White people, tell your leaders and, or, you know, your leaders in countries that are led by white people, you know, white people countries, tell those people to lead, to tell their leaders that, if they want to perfect the art of being a dictator, they must read very fascinating works, like the one of, Mobutu Sese Seko, you know, Hassan Abacha. Yeah. Military general with a scar on his face to show you he wasn't joking. Every law he passed, he meant it. When he said, oh yeah, the capital city is now going to be Wari. Wari was the capital city. Woke up the next day, was like, you know, Calabar is now going to be the capital city. Oh yeah, Calabar don't finish, become capital city. That, you know, that day. He didn't do that. Relax. He was not that crazy. He was crazy, but not that crazy. That's because he was not a comedian. Now, awesome. Sit down and relax and, make your plans and just, enjoy life. Maybe they are going to, I don't know, but I'm not falling for it. I don't believe that a bunch of rich guys are going to blow up everything. I mean, even if they do, what am I losing? Apart from my, my superpower haven't expired. Alright, Israel and the Iran government, just don't blow up the earth yet. My away expires next week, Wednesday. So, let's just say from Thursday next week to Friday, you can just go ahead and blow. Wait a second. Hang on a second, just hear me out. Speaking on behalf of teachers, payday is Friday, so it's not the right time to blow it up yet. So let's just give it another day or two, for my fellow math enders. Okay, yeah. Let's give it, alright, don't blow it now. And, let's just give it next week. Now, next week, Friday, send a notification that somewhere the week after that, say, you know, the week of the 1st to the 5th, make I enjoy my salary that, that week. Now, that other week, the week of, July, the week of the 7th. Yeah. Now that week, you can just go ahead and blow it up because, I've, chopped my salary and then now this is just my point of view. There are those ones that are waiting until marriage to get laid. Those ones might have a different point of view. Do you know what? He just, asked for my number. We are seeing the pastor every day and we are going, for counseling. We are about to get married. Please just give it another 2 years. I say, just give me 2 weeks. this week. Please don't blow it up because my away is will be expiring next week, Wednesday. So I still have a lot to lose. So, and then after my away expires, so I'll be looking forward to the 30th. So that's, month end. So I'll be looking forward to my salary. Now, don't blow it up yet. So somewhere from the 7th to the 13th, just pick a day there.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Welcome back. The time is just a minute. Past the hour of 10. So the perfect time to blow everything to smithereens would be the second week of July. Yeah. The second week of July. Just go bananas then. Although I relax. They're not going to do it. How do I know? It's because, I'm just, thanks to the e-villager update, top notch, state of the art. 22 minutes ago, yours truly here, Eagle FM, gave you an update, proving me right. Basically, that's based my whole, discussion on that. Proving me right that relax, no one is blowing anything up. The Trump family has announced the plans to launch a mobile phone company, which is, this doesn't sound like someone who is planning on blowing the world up. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, no, that's the Israeli government. And also, you'll be right. The Israeli government runs the American government. Because, officials can come to the American parliament, aka Congress, and tell American parliamentarians what to do. But, the opposite is never happening. Yeah, because, Donald Trump is not going to go to Israel and stand in the Israel parliament and tell, Israel parliamentarians how to run Israel. Oh, no. It only happens the other way around. Netanyahu can come into the U.S. Congress and tell them, you know what? Today is Tel Aviv. Tomorrow is New York. Man, I'm just blasting in laughter. Trump's family has announced plans to launch a mobile phone company. Well, he's making plans. Ain't no way he's blowing it up. Because he's the rich one, guys. Let's face it. I am broke. With my minus 14 bank account, I say second week of July, he can blow it up. I'll be fine. Now, the Trump family has announced plans to launch a mobile phone company which has raised ethical concerns during Donald Trump's presidency. The launch comes shortly after Donald Trump criticized Apple for producing iPhones in India, threatening to impose a 25% company in his own country. 25% tariff unless the company shifted production back to the US. Now he's a businessman. He knows what a logistical nightmare for Apple that would be. A piece of infrastructure is not something that you can just put in your pocket and then, hop on a plane and then go to the US. No. You'll have to reinvest into the layout and construction of everything. From the ground up. Now, that one would be an interesting one. Eric Trump, who will manage the new company, stated that it will manufacture its phones and operate a call center within the United States. Oh, yeah. I know he'll be very quick to realize just how expensive the U.S. labor market is. Every business person, every comedian that likes to, that follows political and economic trends. Understand that. Very much understands that. This move aligns with Donald Trump's broader push to encourage US domestic manufacturing, particularly in the tech industry. He has the money, he has all that. He can do that. He can just go ahead and do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me just wrap this up with my question. From a question that I have on my poster. Yeah, it's a question I have on my poster, which is the war in the Middle East escalated to the point where it causes disruptions to the disruptions to the global economy to you know, like COVID-19 did, and the price of pretty much everything went through the roof. Now, do you think you'll survive, though, like long enough in Windhoek if everything economically came to a standstill? Like, do you think you'd survive? Because you have to understand that in the event of an economic, you know, global economy coming to a standstill, we will resort back to our traditional African roots of knowing our neighbor, one, and then sharing resources with our neighbor. Now, that's something that's still a thing at the village. So believe me, village people will survive. Urban people that are in urban areas will also survive, especially those ones that are in the informal settlement. Those ones now that are in the formal settlement, I'm telling you, we would be the first to go, because first of all, I have no clue what the names of my neighbors are, and I hardly doubt they even know mine. So that means that relationship of not knowing your neighbor is quickly going to change if that happens. If, and that's a very big if. Okay, the war escalating is not a big if. The nuclear party is the one that's, a very giant if. I mean. And, United Nations Assistant Secretary General for Economic Development, Navid Hanif, warned that developing nations are at risk of being left behind, as there are still huge gaps between regions when it comes to digitalization. You think? Now, that takes us to the next part of today's discussion. That is, dear Africans, do we really think our leaders are strong enough? And this is just the leadership across the continent, not just Namibia, not just South Africa, not just Nigeria. This leadership across the continent. Let's just talk about this, though, on the, on the African unit, AU level. Do you think our leaders are strong enough to hold multinational corporations responsible for the illegal activities they have been alleged to be very good at, one of them being tax evasion? I don't think we are. I do not think we are. Now, why am I asking that question? Well, that is when we go back to 2000, Iceland. And then we'll come back to Africa. Now, the reason why I'm pointing this out is because the acronym that we keep hearing, or the abbreviation is FDI, foreign direct investment, foreign direct investment. Now, foreign investors coming to your country is a good thing. It's a good thing. But it's a good thing in a lot of ways. If you are strategically positioned as a politician, it's a good thing, because you can benefit in a lot of ways that will enable to you to afford a vrupa. Now, if you have the right legislations in place to sort of keep these multinational corporations that are investing in your economy on a leash, you're good. But if you have some of those loopholes in your legal system, like the South African immigration law that was exposed by an American quote-unquote NGO, I still don't think that those guys were an NGO. I don't believe that. Now, for those of you that are not aware of it, in 2021, I think that was in 2021, when about 20 Afghani nationals showed up through Zambia, or they got into South Africa through Zimbabwe. Now, those guys, got into South Africa through Zimbabwe, and they were applying for an asylum. They were seeking an asylum. And these were Afghans that came to Africa, got in, I think, through Zambia, through Zimbabwe, into South Africa. And before showing up into Zimbabwe and getting into South Africa to seek an asylum, they had been to the UAE and Pakistan, I think. Either Qatar, UAE, or Pakistan, one of these three. Now, the South African Home Affairs Ministry, as you can imagine, were just the super peace. They were like, okay, now, these guys were backed up by some serious legal muscles, coming out of an American NGO. Very questionable NGO status then. But, now, here's the thing. These lawyers coming out of this NGO told the South African immigration officials was that, well, those guys, to be fair, they had the one of the very honest lawyers. Because, the South African Ministry of Home Affairs asked one question. These guys have been to Zimbabwe. They have been to, I think, Qatar, Pakistan, and the UAE. And I think that was Qatar or UAE, but don't quote me on that one. But they have been in like three different countries, and then they decided to set up shop in South Africa. Why? Why? And these are Afghan nationals that assisted the U.S. into occupy their own country for 20 years. Talk about backstabbers. And by the way, in Africa, we have had those before. Like, a lot. We still have some. But those lawyers basically told the South African immigration officials that the reason why, because the whole case went to the Supreme Court. Now it became a battle between the immigration official says, we're not standing for this. And the Supreme Court, saying that, actually, according to the current legislations we have, they kind of do. Now, the lawyers representing those 20 Afghan nationals, being represented by American lawyers coming out of an NGO, don't ask. Leave me alone. This is something you can also, it's public knowledge, you can read about it. It's a fascinating story. Now, the lawyers were honest enough to tell the South African immigration officials that, the reason why we're here is because of the loopholes, like a lot of loopholes in your immigration laws. If you don't want this to keep happening, well, you may want to, fix it. Now, it's because of legislative loopholes like that, coming out of South Africa, one of the biggest economies on the African continent. That makes me go like, I don't think we are ready to deal with these foreign direct investors. These foreign investors, you have to understand. Now, am I against foreign investment? Absolutely not. I am all for foreign investment. But the question is, do we have strong enough laws to hold these foreign guys accountable when they are going to screw up? Not if, they are going to screw up. They have set a very good track record of that. When they are going to screw up. News flag, we are in Namibia. Semheri executives are chilling somewhere in Iceland. Semheri executives are chilling somewhere in Iceland. It's very painful. And when you look at a lot of executives that have screwed up business-wise on this continent, they have always been held accountable by this, by a lot of countries outside of Africa. Even though the screw-up was in Africa.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. My favorite global corruption investigation, more like a corruption analyzing agencies, aka Transparency International, back in 2022, they produced one of the report. It's a 45-page report that is titled "Exporting Corruption." Now, this is them pointing out the reality of what we call foreign direct investors. Sorry, guys. Today I'm gonna cook you guys because, Transparency International, not Helmut, not Eagle FM. So fasten your seatbelt. Now, Transparency International back in 2022 produced a report that that was titled "Exporting Corruption." This is basically tries to shine a light on how very rich guys from developed countries come to the global south and then bribe politicians so that they can find an easy or a leeway into accessing whatever into getting shortcut in terms of advantage to whatever it is that they want to get access to, whether it's mining or fish rod fishing and all that. Now, here's the thing. Every time that the world tried to come up with a list of countries, when you look up a list of countries that are most corrupt, you see that a lot of these countries are coming out of the global south. Now, at this point, you're asking yourself, why is there so much corruption in the global south? Is it just because the global south is just cased with corruption? Well, no. That's because, the global north is playing a very significant role into perpetuating the corruption which is already rampant in the global south. Now, what the heck do you mean by that? That's why I'm here. May I explain. Now, before we go anyway, Transparency International is a German registered association founded in 1993 by former employees of the World Bank. Now, it's headquartered in Berlin, and it's a non-profit and non-governmental, purpose is to take action to combat global corruption. Now, one thing I like about these guys, more like the idea they at least operate under, at least in theory, is that, according to them, and I totally agree with them, the best way to fight corruption is not, fighting corruption is not an anti-corruption thing only. It's, the civilians on the ground must, one, educate themselves on how their companies, on how their countries operate on a political and economic level. I'm not saying become a political analyst or economic expert. No, just understand enough to ask the right questions. So as long as a large enough number of citizens in every country understand how their government operate, then it will be, a lot of people will then start asking the right questions to these public office bearers, to the point where corruption is going to be very difficult. It's not going to be impossible, believe me. A thief, they will always figure out a way, but It seems like when a lot of people are asleep, we are making it even very easy to steal. Like right now, a lot of people don't even know the three branches of the government. Now, Afrobarometer conducted a survey. Yeah, on the youth, I think it's somewhere on their website. Now, on their website, you will find that they have, they have different reports per country. If you want to find how many reports or like, if you want to find a report that they have produced on the, on Namibia, you just, scroll down and go to Namibia and then you'll find a bunch of reports. Then you can just, read those ones. Find one about the youth and what they complain about. Now, that Afrobarometer report found out that a large number of young people in Namibia have a lot of things to say about what the government should look like. But there are not a lot of people, actually. This was, I think, conducted back in 2019. Now, considering the last year's election voter turnout, I think things may have improved somehow. So, bravo. Now, a lot of young people, especially young people, a lot of young people are not interested in politics. And they are not interested in economics. But they want change. Now you see the problem. About 40% of young people, according to their previous, I think that was a 2019 or 2022 also report, coming out of Afrobarometer. A lot of young people want change. But, only 40% are putting in the practical, more like are putting in the works to sort of like educate themselves on how their government works. And how to actually and how to structure the questions that they ask their public office bearers in order for them to to sort of like work put in the work in a way that is beneficial to the youth. A lot of us would rather find out who's Kanye West's new girlfriend than try to find out who is our new president. Apart from the fact that we have a female president, what else do you know about the office of the president? Now, I know that, a lot of us, we like to focus on the president, not the presidency. The president is a human being, walking, talking, 32 teeth, 2 legs, 2 arms, just like you and I. Now, the presidency is an office. Yeah, I know, there's a difference. Now, what are the roles of this office? What should I know to this office? What questions should I direct to this office? Because a lot of you will start directing questions to that office that you should be directing to the Ministry of Works. That's how you know you well. You have Googles. Seriously, that's something you should have figured out like a long time ago. Now, on exporting corruption, assessing enforcement of the OECD, Anti-Bribery Convention. Oh no. Oh, we have a lot of abbreviations. It's not ADHD. Relax. Organization for Economic and Cooperation, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. ODM. It's an international organization that, that works to build better policies for better lives. Look. There's a reason behind all these things. There's a reason behind, why I'm saying, this foreign direct investment is a brilliant idea. And if you look at, for example, on the African continent, a largest number of investors that are coming from outside, they are concentrated in the extractive industry, aka mining. So that means if you were to investigate corruption, chances are very high you'll find that there is a lot of corruption taking place in mining, like a lot, a lot. Now, let me just mark a seek here that I get my... Yebo. Now, there's a documentary that was, produced back in, was that in 2012 or 2010 by a gentleman, in 2010, by a gentleman known as, Charles Ferguson. And this is shortly after the financial crisis. Now, unlike all the people that were just looking at the banks that were falling and the economic chaos that led to the economic, to this day is still attributed to the, to the 2008 financial crisis. Mr. Ferguson here decided, you know what? Not Alex Ferguson, Charles Ferguson, Charles Ferguson here is one of those guys that has a point of view that I recommend all of us to have. Every time a problem starts, try to find out, how did we get here? How did we get here? Everyone that will told at the, that will be told at the end of this winter that, I'm late. Every guy will start asking like, how is that possible? No. Just ask you, how did we get here? Maybe, this is just at the top of my head. Maybe one of those very long nights during winter, we didn't have enough condoms. And we got to the point where you're like, well, we crossed our fingers and hope, you know, I pull off, you know, a Solomon, King Solomon type pull-out game. Turns out, well, it didn't work. Now, anytime there's a problem, ask yourself one question. How did we get here? Now, I'm pointing that out because I want us to dive into just a summary of why am I saying we need, we should ask ourselves whether or not we have the right laws that can hold multinational, corporations, aka our foreign direct investor, guests accountable? Because, last time I checked, we are not very good at that. Now, by last time I checked, from the 2022, Transparency International, Accuracy International. Man, I have been sniping for a while. Transparency International back in 2022, wrote the following article. Let me just get for you, a paragraph or two from there. Now, bribery of foreign public officials by multinational companies, gives them illicit profit with huge cost and consequences, across the globe. Foreign bribery diverts resources, undermines democracy and the rule of law, and distorts market. The OECD, also a non-governmental organization, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, pointed out that anti-bribery convention requires parties to prohibit and enforce I need to go and get my glasses. I'm just too lazy to do that. So until then, we'll just keep struggling. Now, the OECD, Anti-Bribery Convention requires parties to prohibit and enforce against foreign bribery. This report assesses the enforcement efforts of 47 leading export countries in the period of 2018 to 2021. Now, changing global development. Nguena, that one has nothing to do with the glasses. The global environment carries a risk of declining commitment to foreign bribery enforcement, aka a bunch of guys that are perpetuating corruption in the global south are coming from the global north. Commercial break.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And I'm here until the hour of, United Nations Security Council report. I love the internet because it's just full of corruption reports. Now, this one is coming from a 2014 Security Council report again on how a lot of African, not just African, though that's worth pointing out. That a lot of businessmen and women from the global south, from the global north, from AKA developed countries, fly their multi-million-dollar planes and then land in any country in the developing countries, and then meet up with the right people, aka the right officials, and then bribe the heck out of them so they can have a competitive advantage in any business that they want to venture in. Now, this, it turns out, is a very big problem globally, which is being acknowledged. And now the question now is, how the heck do we fight it? Well, it's not easy. This is why I keep saying that Africa's economic problems, Europeans are not the problem. They were during colonial times. Now, they are not the problem. They are the symptoms. They are basically there to reflect what is wrong with Africa. There's always someone who can be bribed very easily. That's true for any politician, actually. The reason why I was dancing when I heard that the Qatari sent Donald Trump a customized private jet, more of a commercial airliner than a private jet, in size, is so that I can, point out to those people that like to say, well, you know what, it's just black people are just corrupt, Africans are just, well, everyone can be bribed, unfortunately. Now, although the reports that I have here are more, based mostly on how much the developing world is still impacted by bribes. In other words, lack of strong policies. Investment is a good thing, but without strong policies, we will just be taken advantage of. It's like showing up, at a market with, take for example, with an iPhone 13, and you don't know the value of it, and you don't know the price of it. I mean, the people that are buying it will tell you, I'll give you 5K. When you hear 5K, you will be like, yo, that's a lot of money. Not in relation to the value of the device you are holding, you idiot. And that's basically the African continent. And we have a lot of resources that I don't think we understand. We know the value of, oh, okay, no, actually, that's not giving us enough credit. We know the value of these resources. We are just more interested into making us individually rich than, selling these products, or more like these minerals at the point, in a way that they can generate revenue, more like, economic advantage for everyone. Now, on behalf of a group of experts on the Democratic Republic of Congo, whose mandate was extended pursuant to the Security Council Resolution 2078-2012, and in accordance with the paragraph 5 of that resolution, I, this is the United Nations Security Council, not me, have the honor to submit herewith the final report on the group of experts. Now, you want to read that report. Believe me, you want to read that report, because it's one report that where they went out there and final report on the group of experts on the Democratic Republic of Congo. The most significant event of the year. This is coming. This one is coming from 2014. Yeah. The most significant event of the year was the military defeat of the movement. M23 rebel. Blah blah blah. Now, the thing is, this report dives into M23 and. It's sort of like just points just how this is more than just a political war going on. A bunch of very rich guys from the global north are benefiting, easy access to a lot of natural resources that the Democratic Republic of Congo is endowed with by yours truly, Mother Nature. So, again, when you look at it, developed countries are exporting corruption. Now, that's why I like to, I always tell African leaders, guys, corruption is good, but don't steal from your own people. You know, Donald Trump did not steal American taxpayers' money to buy a private jet. No. He went to the Middle East and, let the governments from the Middle East, while steal their tax, they don't have taxes. They are rich oil money, whatever the heck they are getting, and then get a private jet. African leaders will steal from their guys. Go out there and steal from there and bring here. That was basically colonialism. The British were like, no, you know what? We are tired of stealing from each other. We have fought a lot of wars because of stealing from each other. Now, we have a brilliant idea. How about we just come together and instead of stealing from each other, let's form a gang group and then we go out there and steal from those ones and then share amongst ourselves. Like, I don't know why the African Union haven't figured out this trick. Europeans, for a large part of human history, have been stealing from each other, which is why they've been mired in war from one war to the next. Just one war after another. Then they sat down and were like, whoa, 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 easy now, easy. Now, I have a cunning plan, in the words of King Julian. How about, just hear me out, instead of just stealing from our own people, I mean, we're still going to do that, but, we'll dial it down a notch in a way that they don't notice now. What we're going to do is we will go out there and steal from those ones and then invest here. That way, those people there will be very angry, but they will be very angry with the puppet leader that will put in place. Now, when we get here, the people here at home will have no clue how we are getting these resources until some idiot in the US invented social media. Then well, everything went south really fast. Now, the accuracy, I swear. Now, our report from, Exporting Corruption 2022 by Transparency International, our report assesses foreign bribery enforcement in 43 of the 44 signatories of the OECD anti-bribery, anti-bribery convention, as well as China, Hong Kong, Hong Kong, SAR, India and Singapore. While not parties to the OECD convention, these four countries and territories are major exporters a major exporters, and each with a share of up to 2% of world trade, with China, with China being the world's biggest exporter. The report also identifies inadequacies. That means lack of strength. Inadequacies in legal framework. Aha! There you go. If you are going to, if you are going to say, you know what, let's open our doors to foreign, foreign investors, make sure you have laws in place that will hold them accountable when they screw up. Because believe it or not, they are going to screw up. It's just a matter of time. We have a walking, talking proof of that. Zemeheri, they were here chilling, and boy, did they, they started buying our politicians' iPhones with two SIM cards. And, now they are behind bars, and Zemeheri executives are off to Iceland. Now we have to work on the legislations to bring them to book, as we like to put it. Oh, if we are struggling with companies like Zemeheri, what chance do we stand against Google? I have a short answer for you. We don't. Not by a long shot. So now, before you start pointing fingers at our politicians, don't get me wrong, point fingers at them. But also consider the fingers that are pointing back at you. Now, you and I, according to, again, a report that was generated back in 2023 by SADC leaders that attended a conference, it's a conference or summit in Luanda back in 2022-2023. Now, the entire goal, it was UN-funded, not SADC, UN-funded. I mean, embarrassing, but anyway. They discussed on how to sort of combat corruption in the region in a way that it does not hinder development, because you have to understand that Transparency International puts it, corruption is hindering development. Every time that someone, every time that money is diverted towards an individual or a group of political guys' personal use, there are a lot of projects that are not going to go ahead because they don't have funding. Now, that lack of funding is what is hindering development. Now, whole summit in Luanda focused on was how can we combat corruption in SADC so that it does not hinder development. And they came up with five objectives on how to fight corruption. I know this sounds like a bunch of mosquitoes that came together to discuss how to stop malaria, because look, all they had to do was can we just stop beating around the bush? The best way to stop corruption is, let's stop stealing. We are the thieves, in case we missed it. But anyway, they decided to beat around the bush and then produce a five-page report, come up with the five objective, five or three pages. It's a very small report. One, two, three. Less than five-page report. On which the first or the second objective was promote civic education and educate the citizens to the point where they know how their countries are run, so that they can, act as another layer of oversight on top of the already established anti-corruption fighting agencies. And I was like, man, these guys are good. That's a genius idea. And so excited as I was, so I decided, let me look at my country. How many young people are interested in politics? And boy, was I disappointed. But that was before 2024. Elections showed me that, turns out young people are now interested in politics, and young people are now included into, public office, occupations. We are looking at our parliament right now, very full of very smoking hot parliamentarians. Still hitting on you though. I don't care if you are VVIP.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice, so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always pay.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida.
Now, Here's the thing. If developed countries are exporting corruption, that means we, developing countries, are importing corruption. Every time some rich executive guys from some multinational corporation shows up and then, you know, take pictures with your ministers and the presidents and, you know what, I'm here to invest in your country, create employment, all of which are very good talking points and genius, except that dude, if you are not going to oversee him, if you don't have the right legal framework in place, homeboy is gonna steal. Believe it or not, he is gonna steal. Now, according to Transparency International, when it comes to enforcement of the export, having the right legislations in place that can be used to combat the import of corruption in terms, if you are from a developing country, or the export of corruption if you are from a developed country, it's not looking good for a lot of developing countries, because, they came up with more like, something that looks like a speedometer, which is really funny, enforcement levels of more like combating corruption in different countries. Global exports. United States and Switzerland. Now that's just a lie. 11% of global exports. Now what you have here is let's just go a little bit, on top. Many declines, few improvers. That's just the heading. Now our study shows a continued downward trend in enforcement that gained momentum in the 2 years of COVID-19 pandemic. Assuming a connection with the pandemic, enforcement should rise again in 2022, 2023, although this remains to be seen. Only two of the 47 countries surveyed are now classified as actively enforcing against foreign bribery. Now, countries that enforce laws against foreign bribery. Countries that have laws that are fit enough to combat foreign bribery. Let me repeat that again. This is from 2022. If the US did a research right now with that whole plane coming from the Qatari, they don't have a very good standing. But, two countries, 11%, 11% of, 11% of global exports, countries that are in green when it comes to, that were recorded in green according to that report when it comes to fighting foreign bribery. You know, bribes coming to the politicians of that country, from foreign countries. From foreign countries. The US and Switzerland, emerged as the countries that have, top of the line, very strong foreign bribery combating laws. Yeah, well, actually, Switzerland, maybe. I don't know much about Switzerland, but the US, oh, absolutely not. Ain't no way. Because, well, Israeli citizens within Israel can criticize, how do I put this? If you have two people, one an American citizen in America and one an Israeli citizen in Israel, and you give them the same script to criticize the Israeli government, the American citizen will get into trouble much faster than the Israeli citizen who is in Israel criticizing the, his or her own government. So in that way, it has become very apparent that it's much easier for an Israeli citizen to criticize the Israeli government than an American citizen to criticize an Israeli government. It's much easier for if an American citizen criticize American government, they're not gonna get into trouble. If they criticize the Israeli government within the US, they're gonna get into trouble like really fast. So if you ask me, that's a lot of bribery. Now I know that in the US they don't call it bribe; they call it lobbying. It's bribe. It's just bribe under a different name. Yep. It's like one of those things that you see in a relationship. I mean, we have an open relationship. Yeah, you're both are cheating. we can see other people. Yeah, we have an open relationship where we, you know, we are very in, we are very open to each other. We can see other people who have an open relationship. Let's face it. You are bored with each other. Let's stop beating around the bush here. You are bored to death with each other. There is this thing called divorce and breakup. You should try it. Now, this whole nonsense of, we are very open. We are very progressive. We can see other people without each one of us getting angry. I have a very straightforward comedic comment on that. That is beating around the bush lingo for we have been dating for a while now. We have seen each other without our clothes for a while now. So we are bored with each other. We decided, well, we are just going to start sleeping with other people and then calling it open relationship. Yeah, it's open, but let's just face it. Don't get me wrong. You do you. As long as you reach an agreement, you're good. But can we just stop calling it? Can we stop coloring it like it's something colorful? Because it's not. Oh no, what do you know? You're not progressive. Still not falling for it. Still not falling for it. You have to understand, I'm a huge fan of the US. I love US technology. One of my favorite US technology is coming out of the tech industry. My favorite computer is, my favorite laptop brand or computer brand is Alienware, made by Dell. It's an American product. Now, if I was rich enough to buy a private plane, I would not buy a Boeing. That's for sure. That's definitely for sure. But I would actually want someone to bribe me with a C5 Super Galaxy. First of all, you need a lot of money to maintain that thing because, well, there is no one has a private jet. That's, first of all, in that size. Like, you'll be looking at a region that's flying. C5 Super Galaxy. Because, now, this is a plane that's made in a very rugged way that thing can land in gravel. And it would be perfectly fine. And it can also take, carry two tanks and, Apache helicopters. And it's the US technology is top notch, but only in the military. Even though now I feel embarrassed because their parade, they had these tanks that were now, squeaking, means that they have not been greased in a while. But anyway, let me walk you through, countries according to Transparency International, countries that has strong enough laws to fight foreign bribery, bribe from foreign countries or foreign investors. Two countries ranked 11% of global exports. That's the US and active enforcement. United States and Switzerland. Moderate enforcement. They are not the best, but, they are doing, they are not the best like the US and Switzerland. And by the way, please take take the US out of that. Moderate enforcement under moderate enforcement, you have Germany, France, United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Norway, Israel, and Latvia. The Israel government is busy bribing the American politicians. This is a very easy one. Germany is busy. I don't know much about Germany, but France is bribing. Oh dear Lord. Arriva was caught in a lot of controversial, a lot of questionable, funding in Niger. A lot. You can also find that all you just have to do is type in Arriva and then go in the Wikipedia page and go down to, controversies or criticism. You'll find Niger in there, like a lot. And, the UK, okay, whoa. Now, you have, active enforcement, United States, Switzerland. Moderate enforcement, Germany, take France out of that, take the UK out of that, take Australia out of that, maybe Norway, Israel, take Israel out of that, maybe Latvia, maybe. Now, limited enforcement in terms of foreign bribery. You have the Netherlands, you have Canada, Italy, Spain, Brazil, Australia, Sweden, Portugal, South Africa, Argentina, Chile, Greece, Colombia, New Zealand, Peru, Slovenia, Costa Rica, and Estonia. moderate enforcement. Yeah, now that the US will fall in, will fall under that one. The US will fall under that one. Now, little or no enforcement at all. Little or no enforcement at all. You have China, Japan, South Korea, Hong Kong. They are like, you know what? Just go out there. Now, Japan, on the other hand, in this case, is a very interesting scenario. Because, well, have you ever wondered why? Now, if you go, just open up any browser and type in the Toyota Wars, you'll understand that the Japanese are just producing their technology. Who is using it to do what? They don't care. I mean, seriously. Yeah. Have you ever wondered why every terrorist group like the Toyota? For one, first of all, that's proof that when it comes to ruggedity, no one stands a chance in a competition against Toyota. Like, because it's the only car that you will see that have mounted on anti-tank machine gun. And he's still, you know, driving around off-road. Hey, at this point, I don't think Land Cruiser can do any marketing. No, terrorist groups are already doing that on their behalf. They are already showing that, if you want to buy a car that can survive off-road with a submachine gun mounted on top of it, you can't go wrong with Toyota. Now, with a little to no enforcement, you have India, Mexico, Russia, Belgium, Ireland, Poland, Turkey, Czech Republic, Denmark, Luxembourg, and you have Hungary, Slovakia, Finland, Bulgaria, Lithuania. This whole list from active enforcement to little enforcement is full of developed countries. That's where our foreign direct investors are coming from. And that's where our foreign direct investors are coming from. The question is, can we really keep these foreign direct investors in check in terms of some of the illegal activities that they may, that they are going to do? They are going to do it. Why am I saying that? Easy. Every company has shareholders that, that's busy telling the board of directors, you know what? We want at least a 30 or 20% increase. We want growth. We don't care how you do it. We just want growth. Whether you go to DRC and steal and, you have children's under mine shafts, we don't care. We just want growth. Now, actually, shareholders are the most toxic people in capitalism because they are just telling board of directors and CEOs, we want growth. How you pull off that growth, we don't care. And every time a company is caught in some controversial activities, a lot of us just point fingers at the CEO. No! Guys! You are looking at this wrong. That's like blaming a politician for pushing questionable political, a questionable policy. I'm not saying don't blame CEOs and politicians. No. Blame them. But find out, for CEOs, find out who are the shareholders, because those are the guys that are telling homeboy, if you don't bring growth, cost what it may, we're gonna get one. We are replacing you. Now, before you start blaming, a politician for pushing for a questionable piece of legislation, find out who funded this guy's campaign. Because those are the equivalent of shareholders to CEOs. Now, find out who funded this guy's campaign. Those are the guys that are telling your homeboy, you know what? That money that we donated to your campaign, quote unquote donated, because there is no such thing as donating $1 million, guys. Just how dumb are you? It's not a donation, it's an investment. I'm giving you this money, so when you get in parliament, you listen to me. Capish?
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared. titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Welcome back. The time is 2 minutes past the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And I have reached the end of my show. But before I wrap that up, I would like to point out to you that I totally agree with Transparency International when they, on their point of view of how to fight, corruption. That, fighting corruption must be something that, that must have, multi-layered. Because if we just leave everything to anti-corruption agencies, that's not enough because those guys can be bribed too. Except, now as for me, I cannot be bribed. Not by a long shot. If you want to, if you don't believe me, just try. I can never, not with money, not with a very nice latest, Actually, I'll still stick to my, Alienware Area 51. Man, I love that laptop. But still, I cannot be bribed. Not by a mythic LW3 Tundra in Call of Duty. But anyway, 4 minutes past the hour of 11 is Sizuma Salicho time. And France is flying solo today. That means wifey is not here. So y'all are going to spend a lot of time listening to France speak lousy. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. Y'all have a good one.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi todanjuka okukwetira oipindi konu kondado inawa nuneudo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeje pa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia over
1.4 million people use their mobile devices. Opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.